Hello friends, a warm welcome from Aussies Group. I'm Malcolm, your PT coach, and with me I have Tanu from Aussies Clayton. So Tanu, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you Malcolm. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you so much Tanu for being here.
Thank you.
Tanu, could you guide the viewers like what is our today's class about?
Malcolm, our viewers will be very excited to know that today we are having an interactive session. That
right.
means you can ask any question about any task you want to ask guys.
Right, so friends, as Tanu said, this is an interactive session we are having today, as we already done out all 20 tasks in PT. So basically you can start posting your questions regarding anything under the sun in PT, whatever you want to ask, you can just start posting your questions and we'll try our best to give a very honest answer, and yes, we will try our best to help you as well.
Yes, as it is an interactive session, this is the best opportunity to ask as many questions as you have to clear your doubts, and we would really appreciate and we would like to solve your queries.
Definitely. So Tanu, before we start the session, obviously we have started the session, like how is it going these days in PT? Like are people finding it difficult, tricky? Now it's been almost like 2 months since
That's
PT
right.
has added new questions.
Yeah.
So what is your feedback about it?
According to the students' feedback,
yeah,
I would
yeah.
say that, you know, most of them, they are struggling with the time frame they are getting,
right.
especially in the listening module.
Right.
But apart from that, you know, if they've made a little bit changes, I think they've made some easy changes as
right,
well. So
right.
They are pretty much coping with the reading.
Right.
But about the listening, I think the time frame is the area where they are struggling
a bit.
Yeah.
Right, so friends, just as you would also be knowing that in listening, as Tanu correctly said, you might get a timer after the summaries of as less as just around, you know, 16 or 17
minutes, yeah.
which makes life a bit hard, a bit difficult, because the mind is tired after speaking, writing and reading modules, and it becomes difficult to focus sometimes.
That's right. And you guys should know the priority. You know,
yes.
you should know how to prioritize your task, which task has got maximum weightage.
Right.
And you cannot afford to miss those tasks.
Definitely. So Tanu, let's start with the speaking module first.
Right.
And before people start asking their questions. Obviously, speaking has...
How about we start with the introduction?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
What do you think, Malcolm? The introduction, you know, before we start the exam, there's a, you know, they ask for personal
yeah,
introduction.
Yeah, that's right.
How important it is to give the personal introduction?
Of course, it's important. And it's just for 30 seconds maximum, which we can speak anyway. We don't
yeah.
have to give a very lengthy introduction. And it needs to be very much to the point.
That's right.
And it's not even scored, actually.
It is not scored.
It's
but
not scored.
Students, you know, they often ask me, should we skip it or should... I always tell them you should be giving your introduction
yeah,
because you get the opportunity to, you know, test the mic and you get into that
flow
of
that's
speaking.
Right. That's right. So the purpose of introduction is there is obviously dual purposes. One is obviously if you're a student, Pearson will send your recording to the appropriate university where you wish to apply.
Okay.
But more importantly, as you correctly said, it's mainly for our satisfaction that we start
yeah.
getting the flow and we test our vocal cords and start speaking a bit.
That's right. And if the introduction is good, I think you'll be fine.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Because speaking is the first thing. By the way, we have a question from Jagjeet Mann and he's asking, does Canada accept PTE? So Jagjeet, firstly, thanks for joining in. And to answer your question, as far as student visa is concerned, yes.
Yes.
Almost all universities in Canada accept PT for student visa, but for PR purposes or any other visa except a student visa.
Yeah. For migration,
they do not accept it. So.
And for Canada, not all the universities, but
most of the universities do. In Australia, 100% universities accept PT.
Yes.
But in Canada, most of the universities do accept PT for
yeah. In Australia, it's both for student and for migration purposes.
Yeah.
And for student, it's valid for 2 years in Australia. And for migration, it's valid for 3 years.
All right, Tanu, we have another question. Jorel is asking, hi, how long is the validity of PTE for immigration
yeah.
purpose?
Hi, Jorel. Thanks for asking the question. But I think I just answered the question that for immigration purposes in Australia, it's valid for 3 years.
Right.
And for student purposes, it's valid for 2 years.
Right. So for most immigration related visas, it is valid for 3 years
three
from
years.
The date of the test.
That's
so hope we answered the question. Hi Jobin, how are you? Jobin Dilling is saying hi. Hi Jobin, how are you? Glad to see you over here as well. You can ask your question.
Yeah. We've got another one from Hina Sandeep. Hi Hina, how are you? Thanks for asking the question. And she's asking, hi, I'm studying Diploma of Early Childhood and want to go with Bachelor of Same. As my visa is finishing in January, I need to extend my visa as well. So do I need to do PTE? If yes, what is the score required to go for bachelor's?
Well, Hina, actually, this is a question regarding the visa status.
Yes.
Tanu and myself, we both are just into PT. So this is a very technical issue, and unfortunately, we'll not be able to answer this question. But still, generally, for bachelor's course, a score of 6
Seven.
Overall or
6.5 sure.
may be required. And generally, the university where you wish to apply will mention the score on their website.
That's right.
So,
but I think you do need to have PT or IELTS, one or the other.
You might need. So it's best if you get in touch with one of our agents at Aussies Group. We've got offices at most of the places in Melbourne, in Clayton, in the city area, in CBD. So definitely if you get time, just drop in. And for student visa, it's a free consultation as well. You don't need to pay anything. So just booking an appointment and you can walk in anytime after that. So thank you for asking.
So we've got another question from Usman Muhammad. Hi Usman, how are you? Thank you for asking the question. And he's asking, hi, in reading and listening multiple choice section, can we just tick one answer which we know is correct one and that doesn't have any negative impact? Thanks.
Yes, Usman Mahmood, thank you for asking the question. Definitely in reading and listening multiple choice, select multiple answer questions, you can tick one.
Yes.
Definitely.
At least it doesn't have any negative impact.
Yes. So basically, let's say there are three options, A, B, C. You mark just A,
yeah.
Which means you will get 1 point because A is correct. It's not that you'll get a negative or you'll have a negative impact because you're not marking all the correct answers.
That's right.
Like many times as you are asking, people do feel that there are three. If I mark one, if I don't mark all, I'll get
and
a negative
sometimes
one,
they
not
ask,
mark it.
And sometimes they ask, should we select all?
All. So definitely if you mark all, then the law of nature neutralizes everything, which means we'll get a zero, obviously.
That's
but
right.
Definitely, you mark one,
yeah.
Work on accuracy, save some time. So obviously, it's better to get one in less time rather than getting zero in more time.
That's true.
So don't worry, there is no negative marking.
Yeah.
A minimum you can get is a zero.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if it's right, you'll get plus one. If it's wrong, still you get a zero. There's no negative marking.
So don't waste your time on this task, as you know it's a low weightage task. So just select the answer of which you're very sure of.
That's right. And yes, Tanu, as we were talking about the integrated tasks.
That's right.
So speaking is the first module after introduction, and speaking itself has many
integrated
tasks.
Yeah.
So obviously, integrated tasks are very important.
Very, very important.
Very
yeah.
important, definitely. So, which are the integrated tasks in speaking? We can just highlight it for the audience.
For speaking, I would say read aloud, which is the first question.
Right.
Second is your repeat sentence. Read aloud because you're reading and you're speaking. So, you know, the scores are contributed to both reading and towards
Correct.
Speaking. Second is your repeat sentence. So, you're listening and you're speaking. So,
right.
again, it is an integrated task. Third is retell lecture,
right.
which is an integrated task. And fourth is answer short questions. In both the tasks, you're basically listening and replying.
Right.
So they are integrated tasks. Except from describe image, all the other four tasks from the questions which are similar to multiple choice
yes.
and they are low weightage tasks. So you should know how to prioritize your tasks. So if you know that, you know, so you just left with, say, 3 minutes and
right.
you are still on select missing words,
oh.
you know, you have to, you know, rush through the
rush
task
through.
Because you cannot afford to miss right from dictation
yeah.
if your target is 7 or 8, I would say.
Yes, yeah, so right from dictation is the last task and is generally considered to be a very important task for your PT score, which means anyhow manage your time. Don't waste time in low weightage tasks like, sorry, multiple choice, single answer, multiple choice, multiple
yeah.
answer, highlight correct summary, select missing word. As soon as the audio finishes, in the next maybe 20 seconds,
yeah.
anyhow try to be on the next question, otherwise
and
it's going to
be
a problem.
Practice is the key to, you know, crack the time frame, I
yeah.
would say. So once you get into the habit of practicing, you will be more quicker.
Right. And also one more thing is that let's say you're practicing, let's say, for example, from pttutorials.com, just give an example, or any website, any material. So always put your own timer. After the summaries, put a timer of, let's say, just 20 minutes and
yeah.
try to finish all the tasks in the next 20 minutes. If you can finish it in those 20 minutes, maybe in the real exam, you'll also be able to finish it.
Yeah.
If you're able to finish it in 20 minutes, reduce the time still. Put a timer of just 16 minutes.
I think that's a good advice.
14 minutes, go up to 10 minutes if you can manage it. And just see if you can manage the time. Just keep on reducing the time. If you can perform well in less time, mainly you can do that in the real exam also.
And we've got one more question from Vardhang Shah. Hi Vardhang, thanks for asking. And he's asking, I heard that immigration has started to invite applicants.